Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring!
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. This is election coverage and we're getting close to the end. Jesse, when will it end?
Hopefully really fucking soon. Boom, boom, I'm sick of the shit.
Do you know things have been turning nasty?
I mean,
things have been turning nasty.
The people following Justin Trudeau around throwing rocks and saying they want to kill him, that's pretty fucking nasty.
Well, we're going to actually talk about a Liberal candidate.
Well, hold on. You just want to jump right in. Where am I feeling? The look on his face when he said small talk, like, God, I have to deal with this human being again. I just want to get this
fucking episode. What's going on in your fascinating life?
Like you care.
What's going on in your fascinating life?
Like you give a shit.
I do.
Seriously, yeah, huh? Look at you.
What did you do today?
I don't want to know. You know what? No.
Actually, do you know what? I'll tell you what Jesse did. I've been calling him all day to make sure he's okay for this record. He woke up at 8 minutes past four. He woke up.
I did. It's true.
In the afternoon.
Okay.
And he didn't get drunk last night.
No.
Did you have a late night?
I had a bunch of caffeine. I was playing some video games with my friend. Okay. And it was getting late. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to go to sleep. So I asked like my friend, hey, does your girlfriend still have melatonin? And she did, but her pills were way too big. So I thought I'd cut it in half.
Her pills were too big. What are they, like comedy prop pills?
They were pretty huge, yeah. So I took that, and then like...
like for a shop window display.
But I guess like I felt like I got high, and I was up until 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, that's not how melatonin works. And I talked to my roommate, and he's like, no, if you like take a sleeping pill of any type and you push through it, you can kind of get high from it. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh,
don't
wow.
do this, listeners.
No, it was kind of fun, actually. But I was like, I couldn't sleep. I guess I pushed through. I was watching New Girl, which is it's a great show.
Rock and roll lifestyle of podcasters. Stay up till 6:30 because you incorrectly dosed melatonin watching New Girl.
I felt great. Yeah. But then I slept until 4 p.m.
I was up at 5 a.m. because our puppy needed to go to the toilet. And then she wanted to come back in because she could hear coyotes howling in the distance.
Aww. Are you sure it was real coyotes and not speakers?
It might have actually been a psyops operation by the Canadian military trying to trick me into thinking there are coyotes in my neighborhood, even though there are coyotes in my neighborhood that are usually quite active this time of year.
How old's your new puppy, Reese?
She is going to be 12 weeks old on Saturday.
Oh, it's so cute. And she just, you mentioned before that she just learned how to jump up on the couch.
She can jump up. She fell asleep on there yesterday. She'll sit.
She's a golden retriever?
She is a golden retriever, yeah.
Super cute.
Yeah. Probably like the cutest dog. I wouldn't bother buying any other dogs. If you've got a different breed, if you've got a different breed of dog, then good for you. Yeah. No, I do. I just think that because we got kids, is the perfect family dog.
Oh yeah, because they always look like they're smiling.
They are always smiling. They're always so happy.
Right. Yeah. Even though I don't think dogs can physically smile, I just think the way that we as humans
they smile
perceive,
with their eyes. So, anyway.
All right, that's enough small talk.
Can we conclude the small talk?
Yeah. Great, yeah. Okay. I really feel our friendship deepening here, Reese.
I miss my puppy now. Anyway.
It's all cared for and listened to. God. The empathy in this room is dripping.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad about your late night adventures with off-the-shelf drugs. like we were saying, the election's quite nasty.
Why?
Well, Liberal candidate's car vandalized on property while his family slept.
Oh, my fuck's
sake. If you're a fan of Alan Partridge, which is a British comedy.
I do like Alan Partridge.
So there's an episode.
Oh, I like the guy. I didn't watch his show.
The show is brilliant. And I recommend you go and find it and watch it if you've never seen it. And his car gets vandalized. And somebody spray paints on his car, cock, piss, Partridge.
Okay.
And so, because he doesn't want to drive around with a car that says cock, piss, Partridge on the side, and he hasn't got enough money to respray it, he changes it so it says cook, biz, Partridge. Or something to that effect. It's brilliant anyway. So this MP,
who's the MP?
Chris Biddle, who's running for re-election in St. Catharines.
Chris Biddle?
Chris Biddle.
Biddle, B-I-T-T-L-E?
Yeah, exactly.
What an awesome name.
It is.
Mr. Biddle.
Mr. Biddle.
It sounds like, I don't know, like
a... Although if you're short, they call you Little Biddle. They work against it. I hope he's tall.
Maybe he spits a lot. Spittle Biddle.
Why are we picking on him? He was a victim in a crime. While his family slept.
It's easy to kick them when they're down.
Sorry, Chris. I'm sure there's a long line of proud Biddles.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know what the origin of that name is, but well done. So he woke up to find his car spray painted with a message, F you, Liberals. Which is hilarious. They didn't just write fuck off or anything. They were polite. They were F you, Liberals.
Which would be few Liberals.
Few Liberals. Or full Iberals. Which I love the fact that they were willing.
They were polite enough.
They were willing to commit the crime of spray painting a car. They just weren't willing to swear.
Swear, yeah, exactly.
So I hope that made you feel better, Chris, that they were too afraid to actually say something really nasty.
That's really funny.
So he said, last night, while my family and I were sleeping, someone came onto my property and vandalized my car. It was clearly an attempt to intimidate me and my campaign. I am disheartened to see this, but I know it isn't who we are as a community. Whomever this individual is, I have a message back. I will not be intimidated, and I will continue to fight for St. Catharines. And there's a picture of it. See? It's like a Nissan CX-5.
And he's kind of the spray painter kind of started like almost a quarter way across. And then you could see.
He ran out of space.
Like, oh shit, he's got to go around the
corner. He's got to
run the side. Around the side of the car to finish Liberals.
He didn't even map it out on like a dummy car in a scrap heap. There's no planning or thought.
Let me see. It's a capital L, lowercase I, capital B, and then capital. Yeah, it's just, he didn't really.
I think somebody was top of the coloring in class in school.
Surprise twist, it was his wife.
Yeah, and he said he's not going to stop his campaign. And it is the latest in a series of acts of vandalism. So another Liberal candidate called Anthony Housefather, which is also a great
name. That's fucking amazing. Housefather?
It sounds like a detective.
Anthony Housefather.
Just called Housefather. And every episode he detects things. Because he's a detective.
I love
detective.
It. Oh my God, I can see it being like a series of young adult
Housefather,
novels.
Get out of my office, Housefather. You're off the case.
You're a wild card, Housefather.
Exactly. Anyway,
that's
so
great. Can we get them to do
we're making fun of the last name of someone who's been a victim of a horrible crime.
I don't know if it's a horrible.
Well, it is.
This one is a horrible crime.
So someone's been spraying swastikas on his signs.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. So sorry, yeah. Anthony Housefather. You do have a kick-ass name, and I'm sorry that you were affected.
Biddle. Is it Biddle or Brittle? Biddle.
Biddle.
Biddle and Housefather should get together.
That would be a great comedy. Not a comedy show. A crime show. Crime drama.
Housefather and Biddle.
Housefather and Biddle. And every week they just kick the shit out of criminals and solve crimes.
It starts every episode with
roundhouse kicks.
A 5 minute just segment of them just beating the shit out of criminals without saying a word.
They don't. And like, you know, they drive through boxes in an alleyway, that kind of stuff.
They what?
Drive through boxes in an alleyway because they're chasing someone.
Oh, right. Yes, of course.
There's a cutaway scene of one of them hanging from a helicopter by one arm with the other one hanging from the other arm. But he doesn't let go because they're best friends.
I feel like we're describing...
A title sequence?
No, like an episode of Manitoba Nights.
It is. Maybe they should be called Housefather and Brittle.
Biddle.
The Housefather and Biddle.
Oh, my God. We've got the names for our main characters in Manitoba Nights, Reese.
Yes. If you're a new listener, we want to make a sitcom called Manitoba Nights.
So, like, one of our first episodes, like, about a year and a half ago, was about Manitoba, the New Republic of Manitoba. You can go look it up. And in it, one of us, I forget which one, we were like, what is someone from Manitoba called? And I think it was Reese who called them Manitoba Knights. And I misheard him like Manitoba Knights. And then we just kind of riffed off and we wanted
It's a great name for a TV show. Yeah, set in Manitoba.
We wanted to make a crime show.
Housefather and Biddle.
Housefather. Yeah, well now Housefather and Biddle.
So episode one, Housefather's in the office. He's angry at the chief because he's been assigned a new partner.
Biddle.
Yeah. He's going, don't.
Spittle Biddle.
He's a new guy. He's just flown.
Everyone in the office calls him Spittle Biddle, but he hates it.
He's just flown in from Palm Springs, and he's his new partner.
And right, and he's got FU liberals spray painted on the side of his car.
Oh, golly, Jesse. I've got some great news. We've had a fresh delivery from the ad man. Gee whiz, Reese. Really? From the ad man? Smell them. They're fresh. The ads.
How would you change it? If you were going to do an Alan Partridge and change FU liberals to not be so offensive, I would just put an N after the FU so it said fun liberals.
And that's what Biddle does on our show. Exactly. Fun liberals. He's got the fun liberal machine, the fun liberal mobile. Yeah. I love it.
And it's an undercover car because people, the criminals go, those aren't undercover cops. It's just some fun liberals in a Honda CX-5 or Mazda CX-5, sorry.
We've got our first episode, Reese. This is great.
Okay. I feel sorry for his family because if I woke up and someone vandalized my car, I'd be quite upset and I'd be worried about my kids because it'd be like their bedroom windows right there and that'd be quite scary for my kids.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah.
So
the swastika is a little bit more concerning than the guy who was afraid to swear while spray painting someone else's car. Like that was
is very sinister. I don't know.
Was that on, Housefather's car was a swastika?
There are really funny pictures, actually, of people.
Because I would turn that into a pinwheel. Just, you know.
Or you could just clean the sign.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's less fun.
There's some really funny pictures that people take photos of failed swastikas where they're Nazis. And they
did you say swastika?
Swastika.
It's not. There's no H. It's not swastika. Swastika.
Swastika. Okay.
You sound like Sean Connery. Swastika. Yeah.
Somebody sprayed swastika.
Jesus Christ.
I can't even do his voice. But anyway, but there's really funny photos where...
Tune in next week. Reese impersonates various Hollywood actors trying to say the word swastika.
No, but what happened was there's photos of them failing to do it. So it was obviously a very basic symbol, but the far-right people were so stupid they couldn't even draw it with a spray can. It's like failed attempts at graffiti with it.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
That is funny. It's almost as funny as, uppercase and lowercase letters and not even planning out how to spray and run out of space on the back of a Mazda CX-5. So I don't think we need to worry about these people. They're going to end up killing themselves by, I don't know, licking a power line or something. So.
That's how you get superpowers, just so you know.
Exactly. If you're a member of the far right and you'd like superpowers, take some melatonin, stay awake. And before we go, actually, I want to say thank you to the person.
We're going already? That was the whole episode?
That's the episode, yeah.
That was quick.
Yeah.
These are quick episodes, I guess.
Say thank you to the person who left a review, Dan Corr. It said, 5 stars, I came for the history and I stayed for the Jason Kenny erotic fan fiction. And that was honestly one of the funniest reviews we've ever had.
Yeah, it was really good. Thank you very much for that. If anyone wants to submit some more Jason Kenny fan fiction, I say this train hasn't stopped yet. Keep going. If you're like, oh, I don't know if the world is ready for my erotic Jason Kenny Bigfoot fan fiction or not. I say it is. And just, you know what? Pound back some coffee, throw back a half a quart of liquor, and just write that bastard and send it to us. And we'll turn it into a little audio drama for you.
Yeah. We really want to start this to become a big thing. And I was thinking, you know, what about if we had enough stories, we could publish a book of short stories that are all different vignettes of Jason Kenny having sex with Bigfoot, and we could publish it
like a children's book.
No, not like a children's book. Publish it as like an erotic novel for consenting adults. but what we do then is we donate the profit to an environmental charity. So basically, the Jason Kenny Bigfoot bestiality sex stories then generates money for environmental issues.
I like this. I mean, so far we've gotten 2 stories. So I don't know if this dream is ever going to become a reality.
I think it'd be a very short book.
Yeah.
But if it was like 10 short stories, I think that's acceptable. So we need 8 more and we can release a book.
So listen, and then give the money. If you yourself are a writer, or if you know someone who's a writer.
You know. Even if you're not a writer and you want to have...
Yeah, you know what? Screw it,
draw,
if you're not a writer,
just draw a picture.
Oh my God, anything at all. I like this idea.
Draw a really graphic picture. Or just make a movie on your phone.
You literally are asking your viewers to send us dick pics. No. Drawn dick pics of Bigfoot and or Jason Kenny's penis. That's what you just asked for.
I had a better idea. Rent a Bigfoot costume and just make a video with your friends and send that to us.
No way. No. No. No, I do not want to see
all the proceeds will go to the environment.
Just like, yeah, we're gonna cash out at an ATM and throw it at the forest as we drive by at the window of your car.
Those machine gun trees, we gotta bribe.
I think we should start a charity called Fun Liberals.
Yes, yeah. Fun Liberals.
The Fun Liberal campaign.
The Fun Liberal Party. It's like the Liberal Party, but
we're just way more fun.
We're here to have fun. I had a really funny idea. I want to get, you know, all the election pictures you see of people looking into the camera with dead eyes all on the side of the road. I want to get some printed with me and you.
Yeah.
After the election, the day after, they take them all down to put ours up the day after.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Just saying, we forgot to apply.
If anyone wants to put this sign on their lawn, let us know.
Yeah, or you can't vote for us. We just wanted to say hi.
Hey. Exactly. It reminded me of like if I were ever a millionaire. I don't know why Jeff Bezos isn't doing more insane shit like this, but like
I would.
Yeah, like if I was a multi millionaire, I would get a string of a string of billboards along a highway with just my face on it, and all it says like sup. That's it. No website. No, I'm not selling anything. Just like, what's going on?
Well, it's Tuesday, and I haven't put up on Friday, and taken down by Sunday. That's what I do. Or even, I don't know, just, or you could give it to charity.
Yeah, it's less
instead of your
fun.
Instead of your weird vanity prank.
That's just weird, man. It's not fun, man. Unless it was the Fun Liberals charity.
Well, that's different, though. The Fun Liberal Party is like the Liberal Party, but more fun. That's the tagline.
We should run. We've got, like, what, less than a week to run? We should do it. Just the Fun Liberal Party.
Next election, let's run. Hopefully I'll be a citizen and I can run as a candidate. You run as a candidate. I'll be in the area I am. You're in the area you are. And we'll run as Fun Liberals.
I love it. Yeah.
There we are. Look at that. This is the birth of a new movement.
Thank you, Biddle, for giving us the idea. Yeah, and House Father. Thank you for giving us
I'm sorry that you were victims of crimes.
I mean, I know
we've just created a comedy.
We've created a comedy gold from it. Like, so.
If you must say so yourself. I'm really sorry that you were victims, and I hope that people lay off you.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call to action. I swear to God, if you say Instagram, I swear to God.
buy googly eyes and put them on the signs of on the eyes of people on political.
Oh my fucking god, that's brilliant.
If you're going to vandalize a political sign, don't vandalize the message of the person. Just give them googly eyes.
That's amazing. Do that. And then take a photo and send it to us.
Yeah. And then take it off. Don't vandalize.
No. Keep it on. Just go ahead. Keep it on.
I think that I would vote for someone just because they had googly eyes on their sign.
Are you kidding me? So
childish. But
no, that's... Are you kidding me? That'd be amazing. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. That's the call to action.
Fucking love it. That's great. Brilliant.
So, yeah. Election coming soon. Don't forget. The 20th, you go to vote, and we'll be live streaming in the evening.
Yeah, go to our website or our YouTube. The website will just take you to our YouTube. So, like
7 p.m. Eastern Time. We don't have a sponsor
time.
Yet.
But 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time or 8:30 p.m. Newfoundland.
Yeah, time? Newfoundland time. Yeah,
there you go.
And we
don't have a sponsor yet. So, if you want to sponsor us,
yeah. If you've got like beer you want us to drink or a crazy novelty hat factory
or
that you
chicken.
Own, if you
want,
you want me to
eat your chicken live on the
air. We can just place it. We're kind of serious here.
If you want to send us,
we can place your products uncomfortably in the background or interact with them. Like every 5 minutes, just do little improvised ad breaks with.
We will totally do this.
Hemorrhoid cream or whatever it is you want to sell.
You want to send us $50 and a chicken? We will eat your chicken.
We'll just send us a chicken.
Or just send us a chicken. That's fine. Yeah,
you can pay us in the product.
You could literally pay us in your product.
That's fine. Yeah, so if you want to be all over our live stream with your wonderful products or services, just let us know.
Feminine hygiene products. Reese will demonstrate different ways to.
Sorry, women.
All women, yeah. I apologize.
I'm sorry, all women. Sorry for Jesse.
Feels like the story of my life.
I'd just like to say sorry to all of the women in Jesse's life. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.